3:48 on WTMJ. I want to share something really special. Coming up, a powerful night of courage and connection. The Friendship Circle of Wisconsin and RedGen are bringing the community together for the 2025 One Thing I Wish You Knew event, where local teens open up their hearts, they share raw, inspiring stories about their mental health journeys to spark understanding, hope, healing, and end any stigma. You can be part of that conversation and go there. It's happening November 23rd, so Sunday, November 23rd of this month. Text FRIENDSHIP to 855-616-1620. FRIENDSHIP to our setting limited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. I talked to two young women, incredible. Mendy, 16 years old. She was a teen speaker with One Thing I Wish You Knew last year. And I also spoke to Gabriella, right to her left. She's 17 years old, and she'll be speaking at One Thing I Wish You Knew coming up November 23rd. Here's our conversation. How did you become connected to this?
I am a teen leader on the teen leadership board at Friendship Circle, and I heard about the event when I was helping out the board last year, and I really wanted to help out because I had an experience that I thought could really resonate with a big audience.
Can you share it with us?
I have had mental health struggles throughout my life. I have had family struggles, but also loss, but also 2 years ago, I tore my ACL. And my speeches focused a lot about athletes' mental health after an injury and how important it is to like recognize, but also how important and possible it is to bounce back stronger from that.
Thank you for sharing that. That's incredible because Tucker Kraft, he just tore his ACL. And we have on Green and Gold Insiders, Brian Bulaga, he tore both of his ACLs as he was a Packer. And Mark Tauscher, he tore one of his ACLs during a game and then he had to limp up steps. So he was talking about that. And the mental part of it is that you don't feel like you're part of the team anymore, but you're there. It's hard to come back from that type of injury.
Yeah, it's definitely a roller coaster for me. I managed my soccer team after I got injured from soccer. So it was kind of a terrifying thing to watch because I knew that if any of my teammates landed the wrong way, they could be in the exact same spot I was. So it was kind of like a protective kind of moment for those people. But also I was so jealous all the time. And if someone was like, oh, I don't want to go to practice today, it was just like, I wish I could go to one more practice. And it was just a crazy feeling to try to deal with because while I wanted to be on the team, it also hurt to be part of the team in the way that I was part of. And I always thought that being on a team meant you're playing on the team, but it's actually being on a team is part of your identity and like who you are. And it's kind of weird to struggle with that when it's kind of taken away from you in the way you're used to it.
So how's your ACL now?
It's stronger than it was. I actually came back and cleared the day of my tennis tryout last year. And I ended up this year like getting first all conference for tennis. And I played soccer last year. I tried out. I was terrified, but it was the best decision I've ever made. And I've just gotten a lot stronger from that. I'm still afraid every single day that it could tear from anything. But also, I stop thinking about it as much. And every time that someone else is injured, I just know what they might be feeling and I know how to help them.
Tell me about last year and being on the panel.
Oh, wow. It was really an amazing experience. The year before, my good friend, she was one of the teen speakers, and she really advised me to be a part of it. I was a freshman when she first advised me. And I was like, you know what? Why not? What's stopping me from doing this? And going through the process of being a part of the event was really a wonderful experience. And it all culminated in that night when we had the actual speech. And I think that the panel, like you mentioned, was a very important part of it for me. Because me and the three other teen speakers, we had spent months preparing and figuring out exactly what we wanted to say and what we wanted to convey. And then you're on this panel and there are people just in the audience, you've never met them before, and they're asking you questions. And it's like, you can't prepare for that. You can have an idea of what you want to say, what you want to get across, but you never know what question is going to be asked. And everything gets so much more raw and so much more like real and emotional. And being on the panel for that part, it wasn't that I was a person giving a speech to these people. I was having a conversation with people that needed to hear what I had to say.
What did you share?
My speech was about my experience growing up with a lot of grief and mental health struggles. My sister passed away when I was 3 years old, and I sort of had that like storm cloud looming over me for a lot of my life. It was hard to really deal with it because it happened when I was so young. It was hard to really figure out the words, figure out what I wanted to say, and really just identify how I was feeling. And I think a lot of children, that gets covered up for them. That gets pushed aside because it's hard to say what you're feeling when you don't know what the words are and you don't know what you're feeling. And that grief manifested in a lot of different anxiety disorders and depression. And it sort of like followed me throughout my life. And I talked about that a lot in my speech. And I think I didn't really deal with it until I had to deal with it. And I said, oh, I would love to write this speech and I'd love to come on here and talk about my grief and my experience. And I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was working through it for the first time in my life. And being able to share these stories and share these experiences, not only are they for the benefit of others, but they're also for the benefit of yourself to really get through it, write it down, talk it out, and figure out what you want to say.
Do you feel like you're making a difference or is it helping you?
I think it's helped me a lot. And I think it's helped me a lot, including the fact that I'm helping others, that there are people out there that learn and grow because of what I say. And because I can deal with what I went through and because I'm talking about it, it helps them figure out their path.
We just had our practice speech night a few days ago, and I related to every single one. No matter how different their experiences were, there was this one feeling that we all had and like one shared experience that we all had. And we were all so supportive of each other. And I think, yeah, they're really helping us. We're helping each other just push through that one block that we haven't gotten over. And for me personally, that's talking about how I feel.
There's no stigma. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy and live a full life. So why do you think people should go on Sunday, November 23rd?
I think you should go because you never know what it can awaken inside of you. You never know what it may remind you. Even like Gabby was saying, hearing the other teen speakers talking of their stories, it's like there's always something that I can relate to. And there's always something that's like, oh, yeah, I went through that too. Or, oh, yeah, I feel the same way. Thank you for putting it out there. Because there are so many parts of us that may not be buried, but we may not realize are there. And the event really throws a lot of that in the open.
I think that the event meets you where you're at and there's something there for you depending on what you're struggling with. Like there's mental health professionals there. There's like other programs that are there, but there's also a lot of people there. I think that we think about the speakers, but I think there's also all the people there that are all there to learn or experience something similar. And we're all there for like mental health and mental health awareness. And I think that there's just a community there that we all feel kind of alone sometimes when we're going through it. But we have all these people in one space for one reason. And I think that's just a really good thing to be at.
I think this would help a lot of people no matter how old they are, because you might see a coworker or a classmate or a teacher or something and they're acting irritated with you. Well, they may have just stubbed their toe. They may have just gotten a bad lab result, or it's an anniversary of sorrow. So does this give you a lot of perspective of where people might be at?
Yeah, I think we're here to break the stigma. And part of the stigma is making sure that we can empathize with everybody and that we can see what everybody is going through. You know, your emotions or your experiences or your trauma may not justify everything you do, but it's extremely important to give everybody grace. No matter the situation, you have to understand where they're at. And events like this really help remember that.
Yeah, I definitely think that you see people speaking, and as an audience member, they are your voice until you find yours. And I think that there's no harm in going, and it does find your voice for you. And me personally, for all 17 years of my life, I'm not one to say how I feel at all. So I think that telling people how I feel, this isn't the first time that I'm really going out there and saying, this is how I feel and this is how I'm doing now after saying all of these things. And I think that people are very similar to me in that way, where they kind of just close off. And I do mention like being a turtle in my own shell in my speech. And I'm a writer myself, so I do share a lot of my feelings in my writing. And I'm just finally like letting that all out.
Oof.
It's going to be really good for me and really good for my audience to hear.
Wow. The last girl you just heard, that was Gabriella, 17 years old, and right next to her, Mendy, 16. Boy, are they wise. So if you text Friendship to 855-616-1620, Friendship to our Setting Unlimited Talk and text line, it'll take you right to the landing page to save the date. One Thing I Wish You Knew 2025, Sunday, November 23rd. It's happening at the Italian Community Center. Really easy parking. I am part of the board of directors of the Friendship Circle of Wisconsin. They're a part of this. They're partnering with RedGen. So please RSVP. You can text FRIENDSHIP to 855-616-1620.